This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky continues his efforts to shore up support of Western allies with a visit to Canada Friday. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Zelensky will address the Canadian Parliament Friday. It comes a day after he met with President Biden and members of Congress, delivering an upbeat message on the war's progress. But he did not address a joint session. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy explaining.
Zelensky asked for a joint session. We just didn't have time. He's already given a joint session.
McCarthy's dealing with a hard right flank in the Republican Party, some of whom have been raising questions about ongoing U.S. aid to Ukraine. The speaker says Zelensky addressed that directly and honestly.
I think Zelensky has been making some changes that have been requested. He has a new defense minister. He got rid of five other individuals in there on the procurement side that I think have been giving people some doubt of what was happening.
Zelensky's visit to Canada is his first since Russia invaded Ukraine in February last year. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A U.S. contractor originally from Ethiopia has been arrested on espionage charges. We get more from AP correspondent Norman Hall.
The Justice Department says a government contractor is accused of providing a foreign country classified information that he downloaded and printed from his work computer system. Abraham Teklu Lema, who was originally from Ethiopia, had a top secret security clearance and access to classified information through contracting positions with the Departments of State and Justice. He is accused of using an encrypted messaging application to transmit maps, photographs, and satellite imagery to the foreign government. Court papers do not identify the country Lem is accused of spying for, but the documents do refer to travel back and forth over the past year and a half to a country where he has family ties. Norman Hall, Washington.
And for more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. is reporting a significant rise in unauthorized border crossings at its border with Mexico, particularly in areas like Eagle Pass, Texas, where the mayor issued a state of emergency. The U.S. plans to send more enforcement at the border, including additional military personnel on top of the 2,500 state National Guards members to support border officers on the ground. Sudan's army chief warning Thursday at the United Nations that months of war could spill over in the region as he urged for international pressure on the paramilitary unit he is fighting. General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, the de facto ruler of Sudan since 2021's coup, alluded to the rival Rapid Support Forces, ties with Wagner, the Russian mercenary group hit by Western sanctions over alleged abuses in Africa. India has suspended visa services for Canadian citizens as a rift between the two countries widens. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The rise in tensions come after Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau this week said India may have been involved in the killing of a Canadian citizen. Trudeau believes India was involved in the assassination of Sikh separatist Hardeep Singh Nijjar, who had been wanted by India for years. Indian External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Arindam Bagshi confirmed a temporary suspension of all visa services for Canadians.
Accordingly, our High Commission and consulates are temporarily unable to process visa applications.
Suspension means that Canadians who don't already have visas will not be able to travel to India until services resume. I'm Karen Chamas.
Police say the owners of a New York City daycare center where one toddler died and three others were sickened by opioid exposure last week were hiding bags of fentanyl concealed by plywood and tile flooring. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer has the story.
Photos shared by investigators show bags full of powder just a few steps away from a shelf of children's toys. Police have arrested the daycare center's operator and a tenant who lived in the apartment, saying they operated a drug ring. They were charged with murder of depraved indifference in the toddler's death. Before alerting first responders, the daycare center's operator called her husband instead of calling authorities for help. The husband was seen on surveillance footage entering the building moments later, then leaving through a back alley with multiple shopping bags. Police are still searching for the husband. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And Rupert Murdoch is stepping down as leader of both Fox parent company and his News Corp Media Holdings. His son, Lachlan, will become News Corp's chairman and continue as chief executive officer of Fox Corporation. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.